This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Race Your Game. I'm Frida Liu. Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting joins us again. He hasn't been around since the beginning of the year. We're starting a topic on a very interesting topic, discovering your life purpose. And I guess that's a question people ask all the time. What is my purpose in life? And of course, today we're going to talk about the five areas of being. But before that, even why this topic, Joseph?
Hello, Frida. Good to be back. You know, Frida, as society gets more affluent, and you can afford to pay for increased petrol prices and so on, there is a rise in needed services in psychological and psychiatric services. Yeah. Because as a society gets more affluent, though the medical health, the physical health right. improve, but we do see the rising of the need to treat mental health.
Yeah.
In other words, people are more depressed nowadays. And I'd like to make an association between depression and the lack of purpose in one's life.
Okay, so obviously as we're going through this, you will be able to uncover it. You know, and it's very interesting because I was just reading a book, Nick Vujicic's book actually, and you're talking about all these developed countries that have serious cases of suicide. And it's the US, it's South Korea. Although you have all the advances in technology, there's a lot of emptiness, you know, within. Right,
yeah,
you know,
so that's right, Frida. It's because we are created and designed in such a way that we seek for meaning and purpose.
Mm.
But the thing is, we go about fulfilling this void in the wrong way. Mm. You know, for example, one of the very oftenly used cliches, work-life balance.
Right.
But when you think about work-life balance, people think in terms of 50-50, you know.
Mm.
As long as I spend 50% of my time at work and 50% of my time at home, perhaps I have work-life balance. But it is more than that.
It's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. Yeah.
So before we get into this work-life balance, so you have another terminology for it. This idea behind purpose and goals, what is the difference here?
Well, purpose has to do with overcoming one particular reality of existence, and that is pain.
Okay.
Pain. We all face pain in our lives.
Right.
But somehow, the more successful person, the more balanced person, is the one who is able to make some sense out of his pain.
Hmm.
He's able to view life's struggles in the context of a bigger picture.
Hmm.
Meaning, it is not that we all don't go through pain, but it is the person who can see the light at the end of the tunnel
mm.
that can go through each day's challenges. If there's no light at the end of the tunnel for you, Frida, every day is a torture. And you kind of wonder, when will life's sentence end?
Okay.
Yeah. So purpose is that light at the end of the tunnel that each one of us need.
Okay. Doesn't it help then to have goals? You know, doesn't that sort of help you, you know, with purpose as well?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, our goals are important, Frida.
Mm.
Except that goal is a subset of our purpose in life.
Okay.
For example, goals have a lot to do with the achievement of results.
Mm.
You know, I like the definition of failure that Patrick Morley comes up with. He says that failure is succeeding in things that do not matter.
Hmm.
You know, the problem with us in today's society is not a lack of skill or lack of achievement, but overachievement. We are very good in a lot of things. So we end up doing a lot of things. We end up living lives according to other people's expectations. We end up doing what is good to please the boss. We end up doing what is good to please others, but we end up not pleasing ourselves, not living lives according to our values and hmm. strengths. So we are actually succeeding, Frida, but we are succeeding in things that do not matter. And that is very depressing.
Okay. You know, it is. And that's why books like, you know, Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life do
yeah.
so well, you know, because people are just discovering their life purpose. Now, with the year end approaching, right? Oh, so fast, the year end. Why do people fail in their New Year resolutions?
Well, people fail because we tend to think of life in terms of a series of goals to be achieved. But really, we need to take a step back. Before we set goals, we should think about the actualization of roles. What roles do I play in life? Because if you think about it, if you kind of fast forward your life, at the end of the day, you want to be remembered for the role that you play mm. in your life. How am I as a father? How am I as a husband? How am I as a colleague? How am I as a friend?
Mm.
You know, during someone's eulogy, during the funeral, you don't read out his MBA. You don't read out his corporate titles. You read out the different roles that he played in his life, you see. So before we go into goal setting, we should talk about life role balance. And that's what I hope to cover today, to go through the five P's of life role balance.
And we're not even there yet. Never mind. Okay. Before that as well, you know, why set a life purpose? Sometimes to be flexible and to just go with the flow. I've seen situations where sometimes I'll go with the flow in certain things and somehow it pans out. Yeah. As well, you know. So sometimes, you know, we can just go with the flow, no?
Well, we can go with the flow, but that flow must still be within a general direction.
Okay.
It is like, you know, I've got a compass heading towards north.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need to make some twists and turns, but at the end of the day, I must still go north. Yeah, because, you know, there's only so much time. There's only so much resources that I have. And also, why do people get depressed if they just keep going with the flow and do not have a life purpose?
Mm.
It's because while we are living in the present, we have certain regrets about the past.
Yeah.
Plus, we have certain longings of the future. So we are kind of trapped in between. Certain things I wish I had done in the past, which I didn't do. So that fills me with regret. I see other people having things or living a life that I should have, fill me with a sense of longing. So every day I wake up, I am torn between these two feelings, regret and longing, regret and longing. But
no,
if I don't do anything about it, regret plus longing with no purpose equals depression.
I've got to write that down.
Okay. So when
regret, you know, and longing
with no purpose equals depression.
Mm.
So I hope that in this few series that follow, the listeners would then take stock and say, okay, I know I have regrets about the past. I know I have certain longings about the future. So what do I do now? How do I make sense of the present pain that I'm going through? You need a purpose, because purpose is the connecting bridge.
We're not going to be talking about work-life balance. We're talking about role-life balance.
Life-role balance.
Life-role balance.
That's right, exactly.
Right after this, I'm here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. It's Race Your Game, BFM 89.9. Good morning. This is Race Your Game. I'm Frida Liu. Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. We're talking about discovering your life purpose. And today it's about the five areas of being. And, you know, we were having this conversation about the difference between goals and purpose. What was it? Regret plus longing. With no purpose equals depression. Okay. And, you know, you said there's no such thing as work-life balance, but there's life-role balance. And there are five P's you want to cover here.
All right. Very quickly. The first P is your role as a person.
Mm.
Person. You know, we tend to interpret ourselves in terms of our profession, you know, our job title and the things we do, but we seldom think about ourselves as a person. What are our set of values? What drives us? What are my talents? Primarily, we are a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is to take regular sabbaticals.
Okay.
You know, we need to take time to think. You know, Frida, we are surrounded by screens everywhere we go. Even in the mama shop, you sit down, you have a cup of teh tarik, and there's a TV program staring at you. You just don't have time to think.
Right.
We are a society that is saturated with amusement. You know what's the root word of the word amusement? Amusement comes from the word "ah." "Ah" means without. "Muse" means think.
Without thinking.
Without thinking. So amusement is a series of activities that we enjoy without thinking. So we are a society filled with amusement, but we don't have the discipline of thinking. So one very practical skill in discovering your life purpose that I'd like to encourage listeners to have is learn to do journaling.
Okay.
Learn to write down your thoughts and keep track of your thoughts. Like what I was telling a group of managers yesterday, if you keep on living your life without tracking your thoughts, it's like driving your car without keeping track of the mileage. You will keep driving the car to its destruction. You won't know when to send it for maintenance.
Mm.
Similarly, in our lives, we need to know how to have regular downtime.
Mm.
Work 6 days, rest 1 day. Work 6 days, rest 1 day. And it's not just resting by having amusement, but resting by getting in touch with your thoughts.
Very important role to play. Think also, you know, one of the things that I noticed with parents, the iPad, the iPhone, in the car, the back of the car, they need, and I'm like, do you need these senses to be stimulated all the time? You know, look around, look at the environment, and just, you know, sometimes I'll make a point to take my son for a walk and look at the, you know, this is a bee, this is a beetle, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And just have conversations, you know.
That's right.
And just to be able to, you know, and someone told me this once, that when you actually look at a screen, you actually become narrow-minded because that's all you see. But
exactly.
If you look around you, you're able to see what's happening around you as well.
Because we are in a culture where we are in a download mode. Everything is downloaded to you.
In 3 seconds.
Yeah, but we do not deliberate. We don't learn to discuss because not everything out there is good for your soul.
Yeah. All right.
So that's the first P.
That's the person. Okay.
Yeah. The next P is being a provider. Now, this is something that we're all familiar with. Being a provider means being in a job that you love, being able to exercise your skill at a professional level. So being an excellent provider is only 20%. It's only 1/5 of your total life roles. But some of us spend our life as a provider as if that's the only thing we do.
Mm.
You know why? Because in the absence of a life description, your job becomes your life. Most of us are living our lives according to our job description. Why? Because we do not have a life description. If you don't sit down and think about your life, Frida, the only thing that captivates you is your job. Your job becomes your life. And that is very sad.
And scary as well. I was still thinking about the person. You know about how sometimes when people don't have downtime, you know, sometimes it's easy because you try to mask your emotions.
Yeah.
And people stunt their emotions. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you have to reflect on things that you don't like to reflect on.
That's right.
But there's a thought process behind that, you know, so that's...
Particularly for the guys. When we don't do well as a father, when we don't do well as a person or a friend, we tend to hide behind our jobs.
Okay. And find glory.
Yeah.
In inverted commas.
That's
there.
Right. But it could be glory that do not matter, you see, at the end of the day.
Okay.
And thirdly, the third P is being a proclaimer. Proclaimer means what is my life message?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about the word pain.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the pain that we go through in our life could be redeemed. It could be recycled. Because the pain that you go through in your life, if you look at it, it is a divine preparation for you to be able to help others who are facing the same pain as well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, maybe towards the later part of this series, I'll share with you my life purpose. Part of my life purpose has to do with training and equipping parents.
Right.
Why? Because I have felt the pain of bringing up children in today's society. So what I want to do is put my pain to good use and to help others and have a message to proclaim. I want my life to be able to have a message, you see. So I don't want people to think of Joseph Tan at the end of the day as being defined by his job.
Right.
He must have a message as well. So what's his message?
With parents. And do you still do the sessions for marriages as well? Marriage courses?
Well, we talk about marriage and parenting together.
Okay. So and we have to go through that, huh?
Yes.
So your life message, okay. And,
For some people, it could be helping the poor. For some people, it could be helping with kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us have got different giftings and different areas that we can reach out to other people.
Right, and sometimes we go through these pains so that we're able to empathize people who go through the same thing.
Exactly, exactly.
And comes back to step one, you have to spend time to reflect.
That's right.
Sometimes people don't like hear what's going through the head. Okay, that's the proclaimer.
And the fourth one, I think the wives would love this particular role, is that of being a partner. And sometimes we might get into the mode again, thinking that, oh, I need to spend a lot of time in my role as a professional person. Oh, my family will understand. Oh, my wife will understand. My husband will understand. But you know, actually what happens is they begin to take the crumbs that fall off from the table.
Mm.
They begin to be sidelined. And what you do consistently becomes a habit. And you will find that it will be hard to turn things around later on. I think one of the grave dangers of marriage in today's society of hustle and bustle is that husband and wife take each other for granted.
Mm. Okay. Say no more. Don't take each other for granted. Okay.
For example, you know, before marriage, the courting couple would set a lot of life purpose and goals together. Let's go conquer the world. Let's travel to this country. Let's spend this amount of time together. Let's do this. Let's do that. But when the kids come along, the only goals they set are educational goals.
True.
And when the kids leave, they stare at each other like strangers. Why? Right. Because they have not been setting life goals together.
As partners, okay.
Yeah, as partners, yeah.
Promises, huh? The fifth P.
The fifth life role that we play is that of being a parent.
Okay.
And what's really scary about this role, Frida, is that being a parent is a time-sensitive role.
Mm.
We only have that window of opportunity to make a difference. You know, coming back to our role as professionals, we tend to say, okay, I'm going to invest this much time in my work. I'm going to prepare for my family in the future and so on. My children will understand. I'll be ready for them the next time. But 5, 6, 7 years later, when you are ready and when your career is stable, your kids have become teenagers and they will not be ready for you. You have just missed out on that window of opportunity during their primary years.
Mm.
So that's where, like what you say, Frida, we need to fall back to our first role again and take regular sabbaticals and take stock of our life purpose. Where are we? Where are we going? And what are the changes
and
that
the
we need to make?
And the sabbatical doesn't mean, it's nice to do the weekend getaway, but every week, just one day to reflect.
Yeah, even 2 hours. I mean, Edmund Chan in Singapore, what he does is that he takes 1 hour off each week, 1 day off each month, and 1 week off each year.
Ah.
That's his downtime.
Okay.
You see, downtime to reflect, downtime to think, downtime to readjust. That's what we all need.
Readjust the skills.
Because there's so much expectations thrown at us, you know, Frida, in today's world. So we need to readjust. Or else we end up living our lives according to someone else's plan.
We got to make sure that our compass is still heading north.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If that's the direction
despite
you want.
Despite what the boss says.
All right, the five P's, the person, the provider, the proclaimer, the partner, and the parent, understanding your role balance in discovering your life purpose from Joseph Tan, Good Monday Consulting. And he'll be back next week again.
Yes.
Be interesting. I look forward to it. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.